Hi, Living Love family. Welcome to season 4 of the Living Love podcast. This season, we are growing deep, strong roots into the rich soil of God's word. This is so that we can grow in our holiness and our preparation to share God's love with other people. Psalm 1 gives us a picture that I want you to carry with you throughout this entire season. Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on it day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in season, whose leaves does not wither. That is the promise of a life that's so anchored in God's word that even when times shift, it stands. We are living in shifting times. People are asking real questions about the Bible. Can I trust it? Why do interpretations differ? What do we do when scripture is misused for power, division, or for personal agendas? These are not dangerous questions. They are honest questions, and honest questions deserve faithful answers. So this season, we are going back to the foundations. By the end of season 4, my prayer is that you will not only understand why the Bible still matters, but that you will know how to approach it responsibly, interpret it faithfully, and to teach it confidently. Whether that is to your children or to your small group, your church, or a friend just sitting across you at a table. When you are deeply rooted in God's word, you are transformed into Christ-likeness. You live with greater purpose and discernment, and you can become a steady witness for Jesus in a world that's so desperate for truth. Have you ever found yourself doubting the Bible? Wondering if it can truly bear the weight that we place upon it? Or if it can still speak with authority in the chaos of the 21st century? I want to be honest with you. I have wrestled with those questions too. But I can also say with deep conviction that every year I spend studying scripture has not weakened my confidence, but it strengthened it. The deeper I dug into its history, its manuscripts, the cultural context and the theology, the more I have discovered that the Bible is trustworthy and it contains everything we need for life and for godliness. So today we are beginning with an essential question. Why does the Bible still matter and why can we trust it? Before we dive in, remember that you can download the Bible study work pages at SamanthaShambo.com. This will help you to reflect more deeply on what we are learning together. And if this episode helps you in any way, would you share it with a friend or a loved one who may be carrying questions of their own or are just longing for some truth and some hope? I recently watched a TikTok reel that stopped me in my tracks. A woman opened the Bible to find Matthew 17 verse 21. And the verse wasn't there. So she decided to go through all her Bibles to investigate the problem. She went through several Bible versions and found that some of the Bibles had the verse, but others didn't. This lady's main question was this: what's going on here? Is there some grand conspiracy to exclude certain verses from the Bible? By the time I saw the reel, it had been reshared by another content creator who was equally perplexed. And the comment section had exploded to more than 91,000 responses. 91,000 people pausing long enough to say, "Wait, can we trust this?" That moment revealed two things to me. First, people still care about the Bible. They are not indifferent, they are paying attention. And second, many people are unsettled and curious, maybe even slightly afraid that the ground beneath their faith is not as solid as they thought. And I understand that feeling. When something you have trusted suddenly looks different, it can feel disorientating, like discovering the crack in something that you thought was bedrock. But here's what I want to assure you. Honest questions are not threats to faith. They are invitations to deeper roots. That is why this season matters, because people are asking real, sincere questions. And I believe we can find trustworthy, steady answers in God's word. And if you are wondering about Matthew 17, verse 21, you can stay with me because we'll come back to that later in this episode. Around the same time, I had a conversation with my son, who had just completed his university Bible courses. He told me how struck he was by the wide range of interpretations that scholars bring to Scripture. And then he asked me, how can we know that our understanding is right? If faithful teachers interpret the same text so differently, how can we be certain about anything? And then he asked me something even heavier. What about preachers who misuse the Bible, who twist it for power or influence or personal gain? Those questions are not theoretical. They are real. They carry the pain of watching God's word mishandled. And I didn't dismiss them because they deserve real answers. I told him, and I want to tell you, that yes, we can know what is true. Not because we are clever enough or because we are immune to mistakes, but because God is not playing games with us. He revealed himself in Scripture because he desires a covenant relationship with us. He's not hiding behind complexity or trying to confuse sincere seekers. He's inviting us to know him. And he does not leave us alone in this process. He promises the spirit of wisdom and revelation to those who seek him. When we approach the Bible with humility instead of pride, and with responsible interpretive practices instead of impulsive conclusions, the Holy Spirit faithfully guides us into truth. We are not left alone to navigate Scripture. We are invited to learn and to grow, deeply rooted into God's Word with the help of the Holy Spirit. One of the greatest challenges in interpreting Scripture is the very nature of the Bible. As Gordon Fee and Douglas Stewart wrote, "The Bible is at the same time both human and divine. It is the Word of God given in human words in human history." It is this dual nature of the Bible that demands us to the task of interpretation. That means Scripture is fully God's Word, eternally relevant and absolutely necessary for salvation. But it is also given through real people in real places to specific moments in history. The Old Testament, for example, emerged through ancient Israel, a culture, language, and a world very different from ours. Every book of the Bible carries unique historical and cultural features. Because of this, we cannot interpret Scripture faithfully until we first understand what it meant to its original audience. We must step into their world before we can responsibly apply it to our own lives. This is not discouraging, it's hopeful. As Fee and Stewart remind us, precisely because God chose to speak in the context of real human history, you may take courage that these same words will speak again and again in our own real history, as they have throughout the history of the church. The same God who spoke then still speaks now. And when we take time to understand his word rightly, we discover that it is living, active, and deeply relevant for our lives today. I love this emphasis on hope. The Apostle Paul writes about the Old Testament, and his words apply to the New Testament as well. "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scripture, we might have hope." That's Romans 15, verse 4. In this single verse, we see several beautiful purposes of Scripture. It is given for our instruction. It produces steadfastness and endurance. It brings encouragement. And ultimately, it leads us to hope. And that hope is not wistful thinking. It is the joyful, confident expectation of eternal salvation. Our hope is rooted in the reality that God chose to speak. He did not remain distant or silent. He revealed himself through history, through people, and ultimately through his Son. Scripture is evidence of a God who desires to be known. And if we seek him with sincere hearts, if we are faithful and diligent in our study, he will reveal his truth to us. The same Spirit who inspired the Word helps us to understand it. We can act in hope, not only because of what we understand intellectually, but also because of what we have experienced. Most believers in Jesus can point to a moment when the Bible came alive, when the words seemed to leap off the page, stir the soul, and reveal the love of God in Christ in such a deeply personal way. That experience assures us that Scripture is more than ink on paper. It is God reaching towards us, revealing His eternal love. I clearly remember the Wednesday night Bible studies at the church where I grew up, in Johannesburg, South Africa. We met in a classroom at a local elementary school, and many Wednesdays I didn't want to go. It was mostly older people, and there was usually a television show that I really wanted to watch. But we had an extraordinary Bible teacher. She explained the Old Testament backstories behind the New Testament passages, and then she connected those ancient truths to my own life. Something happened in me. I forgot about the television. I leaned in. I realized the Bible was not a distant, dusty book. It was alive. It was fascinating. It was somehow speaking into my story, even though I could not fully explain it. And that kind of experience gives us hope. We can also act in hope because we are not alone. Billions of believers across generations and cultures have turned to these sacred writings, and they found life and truth and correction and comfort. The Bible has been studied, wrestled with, prayed over, and trusted for centuries. And again, it has proven to be trustworthy revelation of God. But we cannot stop at experience, and we cannot rely on inherited tradition only. We must continually study the Word of God, excavating its meaning for our present context so that we can live well and share it truthfully with others. That is what it means to be deeply rooted. So, why must we prioritize diligent Bible interpretation? First, because we have a desire to know God. I know many of you listen to this podcast because you want to know God more deeply. You want to grow closer to Him, and you want your life to matter for His kingdom. That desire is honorable, and it actually originates with God. He reached out first. He initiated this covenant relationship. When God gave the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, it was not merely to impose rules. It was to establish relationships. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Scripture is not primarily a rule book. It is revelation. It is God making Himself known. We all long to live in God's presence and to serve Him faithfully, but we don't always know how to do it. The good news is that God teaches us through His Word. He wants to speak to you. And if you devote yourself earnestly to meditate on Scripture, you will enter into a world of truth and clarity and communion with God. We have the privilege to study the Bible. There were seasons in church history where Bible interpretation was reserved for a select few. Many believers could not read the Scripture in their own language, and they had to rely entirely on what their leaders conveyed to them. That is no longer our reality, at least for many of us. Today we have access to multiple Bible translations. We have Bible dictionaries, commentaries, language tools, historical resources, everything at our fingertips. We can compare versions. We can even access manuscripts and scholarly discussions online. This is an extraordinary privilege. Not everyone in the world has equal access, but those of us who do should steward it well. Access creates opportunity, and opportunity invites responsibility. So, we have a responsibility. There is a misconception that careful Bible study is only for pastors and scholars. The command to study the Bible and to teach God's Word is not limited to the clergy. It is for all who follow Jesus. Pastors may teach those who gather on Sunday mornings, but the church is sent into the world all week long. The congregation is like honeybees, carrying the pollen of God's word into their workplaces, their neighborhoods, their families, and their friendships. That means we cannot simply repeat what we heard on Sunday. We must study for ourselves so that we know that we are sharing the truth. And here's the encouraging news. You can read and understand the Bible. You can grow in discernment. You can teach others faithfully. But it requires commitment. It requires learning how to interpret Scripture responsibly. And that is what this season is all about. I want to help you become a competent, confident student of the Bible so you can grow in your own faith and equip those in your sphere of influence to do the same. I love what Moses says about God's word in Deuteronomy 4, verse 6 to 8. He reminds Israel that when they observe and obey God's commandments, the surrounding nations will recognize their wisdom and their discernment. The world will see that there are people who have a God who is near to them and laws that are just and righteous. Moses is highlighting the privilege of covenant relationship. Israel was not simply given rules, they were given revelation. They are invited to live in relationship with the God who draws near and whose ways are good. This passage shows us that obedience to God's word reveals two things to the world, God's nearness and God's righteousness. The same is true for us today. When we take Scripture seriously, when we study it carefully and live it faithfully, our lives become a testimony. People should see wisdom in our decisions, discernment in our responses, integrity in our character, and compassion in all our relationships. And through that, they should glimpse a God who is near and just. Bible interpretation is not merely an academic exercise. It's missional. As we understand and apply God's word rightly, He reflects His character to a watching world. As we close today's episode, let's return to the question that we started with. Why does the Bible matter? It matters because God has spoken and because He desires a relationship with us. It matters because through Scripture, we encounter a God who is near, not distant, and whose ways are just and trustworthy. We have seen that interpretation requires care. The Bible is both divine and human. It speaks in history, and yet it speaks into our history. We have the privilege of access, the responsibility to study faithfully, and the calling to live it out in a way that reveals God's wisdom to the world. Remember that TikTok question about Matthew 17 verse 21? The reason some translations include it and others do not have to do with the ancient manuscripts. The Bible was copied by hand for many centuries. Over time, some later manuscripts included additional phrases or verses that the earlier manuscripts did not contain. Modern translators work from the earliest and the most reliable manuscripts available. So, when a verse appears in later copies, but it is not in the earlier ones, translators usually place that in a footnote in the Bible. This isn't proof that the Bible is unreliable. It's evidence of careful scholarship. It shows that translators are committed to accuracy and transparency, and that can give us confidence. Living Love family, you can trust that God is not trying to hide from you. He has revealed Himself. And if you approach His word with humility and diligence and with dependence on the Holy Spirit, you will grow in wisdom and you will represent Christ well. This season is about becoming deeply rooted so that you are not easily shaken, so that you can grow in Christ-likeness, and that you can become a faithful, confident witness for Jesus. I hope that you will stay with me for the entire season. Thank you for joining me today. Don't forget to download the Bible study work pages at SamanthaShambo.com. and share this episode with someone who may be wrestling with questions about the Bible. Remember, in Christ, you are deeply known, fully loved, and you have a divine purpose. Until next time, keep living loved.